Our scripture reading today is Numbers chapter 4, beginning at verse 11. I'll read to the end of the chapter. You'll find it on page 133 in your pew Bibles. Now, we saw in our last reading that Israel was almost to the promised land and right across the hills, and they sent spies over, and oops, it wasn't so easy. There were enemies there. They had strong cities. They were pretty big, and the people rebelled against the Lord. What a tragedy that was. It would mark the life of the people. And they refused to go, and they actually were going to kill the messengers, Joshua and Caleb and Moses and Aaron, and God intervened by appearing at the tent of meeting. And now what we have is God's response to that, as he is not going to let that generation go into the land. Now think about that. The entire generation that saw the great victory of the Exodus, they went through the parted Red Sea, they saw all the miracles, they did not enter into the land. Why? Because of unbelief. It reminds us that mere attendance at church will not save us, as the writer of Hebrews says, unless we combine it with faith. We are to believe it, and whether we believe it or not, we'll respond in what we do. Their unbelief was shown in their rebellion, and the faith of Joshua and Caleb was shown in their enthusiasm for the things of the Lord. Well, one thing this reminds us is that even for the saved people, sin has terrible consequences. This generation is going to spend 40 years walking in circles, more or less, in the desert, and there's lots that's going to go on in the book of Numbers, but God is not messing around. When Peter says, let judgment begin with the household of God, he's not saying that Christians don't go to heaven when they sin, but he says that God chastises them, and he disciplines the people, and it matters whether or not saved people obey the Bible. It matters in all my life, and in your life, it will matter in the life of our church. Now, God pronounces this upon the Israelites, and now they're unhappy. I don't think they're unhappy that they sinned against the Lord. They're unhappy that they're going to suffer the consequences. And so they're going to do what unbelieving people try to do. Well, let me buy God off. I'm sorry, I'm in trouble now. Let me do something and maybe you'll look past my sin. It doesn't work that way. What they decide to do is, okay, we'll go. We'll do what we're supposed to do. And Moses says no, but they do it and they're defeated. That's how the chapter ends. Well, what do we do? How are we saved when we violated God's law and sinned against him, which we have done? Well, the beginning of the passage shows we need a mediator. And the mediator for Israel is Moses, but he's really standing in the feet of Jesus Christ. Many of the things that Moses says so that God will not wipe out Israel, because God says, I'm going to get rid of them and start over with you. I can do that. And the arguments that Moses uses are the ones that Jesus Christ makes effectual. Jesus makes the same arguments for us. The glory of God's grace is the promise of his word, the faithfulness of God to his covenant, that God will be glorified by saving sinners, but they need a savior. And Moses points forward to Jesus, who really will accomplish the mediation that we could be reconciled to God. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 11 of Numbers 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and move out into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above. Except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. According to the numbers of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken this. I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land, those very men who brought the evil report about the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive of the men who went to spy out the land. Then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly, and they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies, for the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword. Because you have turned away from the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in that mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.